after the Beatitudes, continuing in the Sermon on the Mount, we come to the illustration of what the people of the Lord, the church, is to look like. We are to be like salt and light. And notice verse 13, he says, Humes estata halas tes geis, eanda tahalas moranthe in tine elistesitai, es uden iscue eti eme blethin exo katapetestai hupa ton anthropon. You are the salt of the earth. Humes is a personal pronoun, second person, nominative plural, from su in the singular. Este is your present indicative active, second person plural from eimi, from the eimi verb. So you are ta chalas. Ta chalas, you have your neuter, accusative singular article in ta, and chalas is the noun that means salt. So you are the salt, tes geis, of the earth. Tes is your feminine article, genitive singular, and geis is a feminine noun, genitive singular from ge. So you are the salt of the earth. Ean de tachalas moranthe. If the salt should lose its flavor. Ean is the conditional if, introducing a third-class condition. De is just your conjunction, and tahalas is the same noun again in the neuter nominative singular. Actually, both of these are nominative, I should say, singular. I had said accusative, but both are nominative, tahalas, tahalas, because este takes a predicate nominative here. But if the salt should be lose its savor, moraino means to have savor or to lose savor. And notice we are looking at an aorist subjunctive passive from moraino, to become savorless. And then, in tine, with what? In is your preposition taking the dative case, tis tenas tine. So tine is your dative within. And then we have the verb chalistesitai, from chalidzo, or chalidzomai, to salt. Notice the theta eta sigma identifies it as a future indicative passive from chalidzo to by what shall it be salted, or have the flavor of salt. Unto nothing, es uden escue, it is availing literally unto nothing. Es takes the accusative, and uden meaning not one thing, and escue is your present indicative active, third person singular from iscuo, to avail, yet, a may accept, a may means accept, indeed, having been cast outside. Blathen is your aorist participle from balo. It is the aorist passive participle, the accusative or the nominative singular from balo. It is availed nothing except having been cast outside, exo is your adverb meaning outside, to be trampled by men, underfoot by men. Notice katapatestai is from katapateo, to trample down. And it is the infinitive, present passive infinitive from katapateo, to be trampled down by men. Hupa is the preposition, and it takes here the genitive plural in ton anthropon. Ton is your genitive plural masculine article, and anthropon is your genitive plural noun from anthropos, meaning by men or of men. So one of the things that Jesus is illustrating here is that we're the salt of the earth. And salt provides flavor for food. But if it becomes savorless by becoming wet or something, then it really doesn't provide the flavor. It avails nothing except having been cast outside to be trodden underfoot by men, to be used perhaps so that one does not slip walking on wet terrain. But the point is, we are to flavor the world by our life and to add flavor. And we do that by living what the Sermon on the Mount is instructing us to do, what the Lord is instructing us to do. So we don't want to lose our savor. We want to do what the Lord has said to be, to have savor. And then he goes on in verse 14, and it says, Humes este tafos tu kosmu. Udunatai palis grubenai epano arus ke mene. That is, you are the light of the world. A city is not able to be hidden if it's lying upon or sitting upon a mountain. Notice again, humes is your second person, personal pronoun, nominative case. Este is your present indicative active, a second person plural from eimi. And then we have the predicate nominative again in taphos tu kosmu. You are the light. Notice phos is a third declension noun. If we were conjugating it, it would be phos, photas, photi. And ta is the neuter nominative singular article. So you are the light of the world. And tu kosmu is your masculine genitive in the article, and also in kosmu with the u ending, a masculine genitive noun from kosmos. So you are the light of the world. A city is not able to be hidden. Notice u is just your negative particle. Dunatai is from dunamai, present indicative middle. It's a deponent verb. And palas is a noun meaning city. So that a city is not able to be hidden. Krubenai is the aorist infinitive passive, meaning to be hidden. So from the verb to hide, it is interesting here that we're like a city if we are living out what the Lord has called us to do. And when we live out and do what he has called us to do and plans for us to do, then we're like a city that's elevated, that cannot be hidden, but that it is visible for everyone to see. And this is from the verb krupto. It is an aorist infinitive passive. So to be hidden. And then he goes on, upon sitting or lying upon a mountain. Epano is your preposition, and urus is your genitive, looking at the what the city is sitting upon a mountain, Kemene. Kemene is your present participle, middle form from Kemai, to rest upon or to lie upon. And so he then gives the illustration not only of salt, but of a city that's on a hill that you can't miss. You see a city on a hill, and it's very visible. And that's the way our life is to be. It's like an elevated city that people can see the kind of life that we have in obedience to the Sermon on the Mount. And then Jesus goes on, verse 15, Ude kaiusin lupnan kai titheasin altan hupat tan modion al epitain lupnion kai lampe pasin tois en te oikias. Notice as we look at this verse, neither do they burn. Are they burning a lamp and place it under a, like a bushel basket, but upon a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house? Kaiusin is your present indicative active third person plural from kaio, and lupnan is from lupnas. It's a noun meaning lamp. So they do not burn, in the accusative singular, a lamp, and place it under a bushel basket. Notice kai is just your connection or your connective conjunction, and tithasin is from tithemi, present indicative active, third person plural from tithemi, nor do they place it, auton, is your personal pronoun, accusative singular from altas, hupa tan padion, under the, actually, bushel basket. This word is like a grain, a measuring vessel. And so you don't put a lamp under that and hide it, but you put it on a lampstand. Notice he goes on to say, al epitain lupnion, but upon the lampstand. Epi takes the accusative case with the feminine accusative article in tain, and also in the noun lupnion. So, but upon the lampstand is where they place it, not under a bushel, a basket. And it gives light. Kai lampe, lampe is your present indicative active, third person singular from lampo, to all who are in the house. Pasin tois ente oikia. Notice pasin is your dative plural from pas with the ein ending, and then tois, to all who are. A tois is just your definite article, dative plural. And notice the ois ending indicates the dative, who all who are in the house. Int is the preposition that takes the dative case here in the feminine. Actually, it's like a locative idea, located in the house. Te is your feminine dative singular article, and oikia is house, which is also dative with your alpha Yoda subscript. So you don't take a lamp, Jesus teaches, and put it under a bushel basket to hide it, but you put it on a lampstand so that it can give light to all the house. One of the important things that we have to do is to live out the word. We can't just study it and hide it under a bushel, but we're to live it out, to carry it out in our relationship with others. That's the illustration that Jesus is giving here in verse 15. But then he goes on in verse 16, hutos, lamsato taphos humon imprastin ton anthropon chapos idosin humon ta kala erga kai daxasusin tan patera humon tan entois uranois. Thus, an adverb, chutos, let your light shine. Notice, lampsato is from lampo again, to shine, and it is your aorist imperative, third person singular from lampo. So thus, let your light shine, taphos, is your nominative with the neuter article, ta, and phos, the third declension noun, neuter nominative singular. So thus, let your light, and humon is just the personal pronoun genitive plural from seis in the nominative singular. So let your light before men shine. Notice imprastin is your preposition that takes the genitive in ton anthropon, the genitive plural, both in the article and in the noun again, anthropon. Let your light shine before men, chapos idosin. That, chapos, is introducing here a purpose clause. That they might see your good works. Idosin is from the root harao, to see. It is an aorist subjunctive third person singular from harao. Thus, in order that they might see your good works. Humon is your genitive plural again, and ta kala erga is the direct object of the subjunctive, aorist subjunctive, idosin, that they might see your good works. Notice, kala is your adjective, good, and it's neuter along with erga, which is neuter, going with ta. Ta ergon is the noun, the word. And this is plural, neuter plural, accusative being the direct object of idosin, so that they might see your good works and might glorify. Notice doxasosin is your aorist subjunctive, third person plural from doxazo, that they might see your good works and might glorify your father. Tan patera humon, the father of you. Again, tan patera is your accusative singular from pater, with the tan, accusative singular article, and patera is the noun from pater in the accusative meaning father, that they might glorify your father, humon, genitive plural, who. The definite article here is translated like who, or like a relative. Your father who is, and we have to supply who. And notice ton is your accusative singular article in heaven. In tois uranois. Notice in takes the dative case, and tois uranois is the dative plural. Uranas is heaven, and ois puts it in the dative, so that they might let your light so shine before men that they might see, for the purpose that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. One of the things we are to be constantly doing is to let our life shine. And we do that by living out the Sermon on the Mount, by obeying what the Lord is teaching. I've often said, if there's smoke, in, or if there's fire in the fireplace, there should be smoke coming out of the chimney. And so when we really give our lives to the Lord and seek to live as He is teaching us, we'll see the smoke coming out of the chimney by way of illustration. So in this series of verses, we are to be salt and provide flavor. We are to be like light, like a city on a hill, that people can see the works that we do clearly. We are to be like a lamp that's placed not under a bushel, but upon a lampstand, and we're to let our light shine before everybody, that they can see our good works and take that as the occasion then to see the Lord in us and glorify the Father, our Father who is in heaven. Jesus then goes on in verses 17 to 20 to show His hearers that He is not coming to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Notice, me namisete chati elthon katalusai tan naman etus prophetas uk elthon katalusai ala plerosai. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill it implied. Notice, namesete is your aorist subjunctive second person plural from namidzo, with your negative me before it. So do not think that I have come. Chate, the conjunction followed by eothon from the verb erkamai, aorist indicative active first person singular from erkamai. Do not think that I have come katalusai to destroy, to cut loose the law. Kataluo means to destroy or cut loose. And notice the psi suffix shows that we are looking at an aorist infinitive active from kataluo. So do not think that I have come to destroy the law. Tan naman, accusative singular direct object with the article in the noun. Or, a, little particle, or, tus prophetas, or the prophets. Notice tus prophetas is your accusative plural, article and noun, from the noun prophetes, prophet. This is looking at the Hebrew scriptures, the law and the prophets. Don't think that I have come to destroy them. On the contrary, I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Uk, your negative particle, eothon again, your aorist indicative active, first person singular, followed by katalusai, again, your aorist infinitive from kataluo, to destroy, but I have come to fulfill it, from pleirao, a contract verb. And notice, pleira, pleirosai, is again your infinitive, your aorist infinitive from pleirao. So don't think that I have come to do away with the law and the prophets. As a matter of fact, I have come to fulfill them. I think what Jesus is saying, I've come to fulfill the meaning even to the interior aspects of it. You don't even look upon a woman to lust or to commit adultery in your heart. So He's bringing it into the interior. He's not destroying the command, do not commit adultery, for example, but He's bringing it into the very issue of the heart itself, hence fulfilling it, bringing out its full meaning. And then He goes on in verse 18, Amen garlego humen, cheos an parelthe ha urnas kai hege, yota chen emia keraya, u me parelthe apatunamu, cheos an panta genetai. Verily, and this is related to the Hebrew amen, let it be, or assuredly, for verily, in We have the conjunction for. I say to you, lego is just your present indicative active, first person singular from lego. I say to you, and humen is your data plural. I say to you, until heaven shall pass away. Os on introduces the aorist subjunctive from parerkamai. Notice parelthe is simply your aorist subjunctive, third person singular. So until heaven should pass away and earth. Ha uranas is your nominative singular with the article and the noun. And he ge is your feminine singular article with the noun ge, meaning earth. So until heaven and earth pass away, iota hen emia kerea. Notice yota, one yota, or one, literally, horn. Actually, this is a very interesting word. It refers to, in Hebrew, a little extension of the consonant. If you're writing, for example, a letter, it's like, let's say, for example, like a bait. There'll be a little extension of the way it's written. And so it really, the word means horn, but it's looking at the fine aspect of the way you would write the consonants. For example, the better way to illustrate it would be, it's like dotting an I and crossing a T. So what he's saying is, even to the last dimension, one yota, and yota is the smallest consonant in the Hebrew Bible. So not one yota or one tittle is the way it's been translated. And actually, it's looking at a little flurry at the end of a consonant. It's sort of like a projection or a little maybe a part of a letter. So again, the best way to illustrate it is like the letter dotting the I and crossing the T. So even to the last dimension of the Hebrew consonantal text, it shall not pass away. Umay is your double negative. No wise pass away. Not one yota or one tittle shall pass away. Notice parerkamai is the root. Again, this is your aorist subjunctive, third masculine singular, from parerkamai. From the law, apa takes the genitive case, from the law, until all should become or come to pass. Notice he'os on is introducing the subjunctive genetai, which is your aorist subjunctive, active third person singular from genomai, to come to pass, and then panta, until all things, is simply your adjective meaning all, neuter, plural, nominative neuter, plural, from pas. And notice we go on then, what he's really saying is every small dimension of the Torah needs to be fulfilled. I have not come to destroy it. It actually shows the high attitude or the elevated feeling that the Lord had toward the Word of God. Notice, he who, chas, relative pronoun, nominative singular, chas e'an, un luce mian ton en talon tuton ton elakiston kai didaxe hutos tus anthropus elakistos kleithesetai en te basileia ton uranon chaste an poese kai didaxe hutos megas klethesatai ente basileia ton uranon. Whosoever, therefore, and notice after the relative pronoun, nominative, masculine, singular, we have the conditional on, introducing a third class condition, whosoever therefore shall loose one of these least commandments. Luce is your aorist subjunctive, third masculine plural from luo, and mion is just your accusative singular from mia. Therefore, whosoever should destroy one of these commandments. Ton entalon is your genitive plural, article and noun, and tuton is the demonstrative pronoun of these commandments, again genitive plural, and then he has of the least. I've got another genitive plural, and you have your superlative of elakisto. So whosoever therefore should destroy one of these least commandments and should teach. Again, we have another aorist subjunctive, third masculine singular from didasco, should teach thus, the adverb men, tous anthropous is your accusative plural, article and noun in anthropous, shall be least. And notice again, elakistos is the superlative, meaning least, shall be least, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Klethesatai is your future indicative passive, third person singular from kaleo, shall be called. Notice that theta, eta, sigma gives it away as a future, a passive, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. In is your preposition showing location, and te basileia ton uranon is in the kingdom of the heavens. And notice te basileia is your feminine article, dative singular, with basileia, which is also dative singular, a feminine noun. And then ton uranon is again just your genitive plural in the own ending, shall be called least in the kingdom of God. But whosoever shall do chas de an poiese. Notice poiese is from poieo. Again, it is the aorist subjunctive third person singular from poieo, and should teach from didasco. Didaxe is your aorist subjunctive third person singular, should teach this one. Notice houtos is your demonstrative pronoun. This one shall be called great. Megas means great, and klethesatai, this one shall be called like a great one, an adjective, again, in your accusative singular. And notice klethesatai is from kaleo, future indicative passive, third person singular from kaleo, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Again, a repetition in with the dative in te basileia ton uranon, followed by the genitive plural. Notice the kingdom of heaven means the rule of God, but often God's name is not mentioned, but heaven is substituted for it, meaning in the rule of God, but we have here the rule of the heavens, because we're looking at a Hebrewistic way of describing the kingdom of God. But then he concludes in verse 20, Lego gar humen chate an me perisues perisuse humon he dikaiasune pleon ton grammateon kai Pharisaion, ou me eselthete eis ten basileion ton uranon. For I say Notice the conjunction for, followed by again, the present indicative active of lego, first person singular, for I say to you, whom in is your dative plural, second person, for I say to you that except the conjunction hati and an may, again, translated if not, but literally except, we're introducing again a third class condition, except your righteousness should be greater. Pedesuo means to advance or increase, and notice again it's your aorist subjunctive third person singular from pedesuo, should increase, and he dikaiosune means righteousness. Again, we're looking at a noun that's feminine, nominative singular with the definite article he, and humen is your genitive plural again. Except your righteousness is more. Here we have a comparative use of pleon is more than the scribes, is the way we translate it in Pharisees. Ton grammateon is your genitive plural, masculine with the article and the noun, along with pharisaion, which is also your genitive plural noun. So except your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, ume eseothete estein basileon ton uranon. You shall in no wise enter. Notice the double negative, ume, and eseothete is your, again, subjunctive, aorist subjunctive, second person plural from eserkamai. You shall in no wise enter into the rule of the heavens or the kingdom of heaven. Ace takes the accusative. Tain basileon is accusative, both in the article and in the noun, feminine singular. And ton urunon is your genitive, article and tone, and also in the noun urunon. So what we're told in this section is Jesus is saying, don't think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've come to fulfill them, not to destroy them. As a matter of fact, heaven and earth would have to pass away first. And not one yacht or one tittle, not even like the smallest dimension of the Hebrew consonantal text, not even that would pass away from the law until all should happen, should be fulfilled. And therefore, if anyone tries to break any of these least commandments that I'm teaching and not do them, he shall then be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is saying, do what I'm teaching you. That is what will make you to be called great, especially in his heavenly realm among the angels. This is what we're to try to do to the glory of God. For I say to you, don't think that just by literally fulfilling things but not bringing out the inner meaning that the Sermon on the Mount is teaching, that don't think that by doing that you're fulfilling the law and what the scribes and the Pharisees are teaching. You need to go beyond that. You need to hear what I'm teaching, Jesus is saying, and accept your righteousness. Your righteousness means the way you live out your life in obedience to what I've been teaching. Accept your righteousness then, and if you do it, it will exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, what they were teaching. So accept it does, though, you won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, the life you live shows that you have imbibed and received the rule of the heavens into your life, Jesus is saying. And it's so critically important to follow what he's teaching, because you not only fulfill the law in every way, but it's pleasing to the Lord. This is what He has caused or called us to do. And so our life needs to try to obey this great text of the Sermon on the Mount in everyday living and in everyday life.